And tonight, we're also hearing from more people who are sharing their memories of Justice Ginsburg.
She died yesterday at the age of 87 following a battle with pancreatic cancer.
President Bill Clinton nominated her to the High Court in 1993, making him the first Democrat to nominate a justice in 26 years. Before that, she argued six cases before the nation's highest court in the 70s, winning five of them. On a more personal level, she was a mother of two who loved the opera.
News Nation DC correspondent Joe Khalil joins us from our nation's capital tonight. Joe.
Flowers, candles, and handwritten notes line the steps of the United States Supreme Court as mourners honor the memory of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I, as most people, were stunned, and it hit me very hard emotionally.
Reaction from lawmakers came pouring in from across the political spectrum. Republican Senator Marco Rubio said, quote, her time as a jurist was defined by her passionate commitment to justice. Her life story inspired millions of American women and girls to accept no limits to their dreams. And Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted that Ginsburg was a, quote, trailblazer who possessed tremendous passion for her causes.
What I have to say to people is do not get lost in a sea of despair.
Democrat Congressman Mark Takano came to the High Court to remember Ginsburg for her legacy on the bench and her role as a model for young women.
I think it was actually a role that she took very seriously.
Paul Schiff Berman clerked under Justice Ginsburg.
Well, it's a tremendous loss to the country, and it certainly is a loss to the court.
The stakes have risen for our election.
While those who knew her personally honored her legacy, lawmakers and policy experts on both sides of the aisle are already preparing for the political fight to fill Ginsburg's vacant seat.
We're no longer talking about coronavirus or the President Trump's record on handling it. We are talking about who is the most qualified candidate to be on the Supreme Court.
Ron Bongean guided Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch during his confirmation process. He says there's a reason Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans would move to nominate a conservative justice.
This is a chance for Republicans to add another conservative to the Supreme Court. The Democrats would absolutely, if they were in the same place, do the exact same thing.
Sunday, 10 Democratic senators signed this letter addressed to Republican Lindsey Graham, urging him not to consider a nominee to fill Ginsburg's seat until after the next president is inaugurated. Using Graham's own words from 2016, when he said, quote, if an opening comes in the last year of President Trump's term, we'll wait until the next election. Historically, Democrats, including President Barack Obama, have supported the constitutional rights of presidents to nominate a candidate when a spot on the court opens up.
When there is a vacancy on the Supreme Court, the President of the United States is to nominate someone.
President Obama nominated Judge Merrick Garland for the Supreme Court during an election year following the death of Justice Antonin Scalia in February of 2016.
There's no unwritten law that says that it can only be done on off years. That's not in the constitutional text.
The Senate did not bring Garland's nomination up for a vote.